I would rather have a day job than be a Pokemon master.
Han Solo is clearly more attractive than Indiana Jones.
I would take the Star Wars trilogy over the Matrix trilogy any time.
The Legend of Zelda versus Super Mario. Who's better in bed, Jafar or Gaston? And would Thanos masturbate with the Infinity Gauntlet or not? Every week, Nerd Rage the Great Debates brings you the funniest comics, writers, and podcasters to settle some of geekdom's most divisive topics. Find us on Spotify or wherever you find podcasts.
Escapist Comics Podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jacob Rubin.
And we're back.
Yeah, it's been over a month.
Definitely.
Well over that. Yeah.
Has it been 3 months?
Yeah,
Has
I don't
it been
know.
A year?
I don't think so.
Are we in a new void? We're definitely in a comics
void. Are we
void.
In a hyperbolic time chamber from Dragon Ball?
Maybe.
That'd be
feel
cool.
like it.
Because then this whole thing would have happened and we step outside and it's only been a week.
That would be amazing.
So it's we've aged a lot.
March 26th. 300 days.
Right.
300. Is that what people are counting? It's like March 306.
Just March never ended.
Yeah, March never ended.
Well, it's weird because like people are on about. I mean, a big reason why we can do the podcast is the store is open again, which is probably the biggest news to report.
That is. Oh, yeah, the store is open.
Yeah.
This is the Escapist store report.
Yeah. We should start with this, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, you could come in and buy stuff again, which is cool. Like, we, of course, our loyal customers know that we were doing curbside and delivery. And you're still doing, if you don't want to come in, if you want to stay, we can, of course, accommodate that.
Mm-hmm. We'll still bring things to your car or to your curb.
Yeah. Or just to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul will just grab him and drive around in his car, which I assume travels through time.
Nissan Sentra.
I've never seen Paul's car, but
it's a Nissan Sentra.
By knowing Paul, I feel like it's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Have you ever seen that episode of Seinfeld, the coffee... Or not Seinfeld, but Jerry's driving in cars.
Oh,
it's called
sure.
coffee. Comedians in
cars getting coffee. Yeah.
I said
comedians
backwards.
Drinking coffee and
in
getting
cars.
Coffee. Yeah.
Getting coffee in cars.
Cars with comedians getting kombucha.
Drinking coffee in cars.
Yeah.
Getting kombucha.
And spilling it on the lap and suing McDonald's. Yes.
There's an episode. Was it with Tina Fey? He picks somebody up in literally like a shanty car. It's like,
I feel like that was the Jay Leno episode because Jay Leno's whole thing was old classic. And I watched that one for some reason. I guess because I hate myself.
I hate Jay Leno.
Yeah,
it's
Jay
definitely
Leno.
Not that episode. I never would have watched that.
I think
it's Tina Fey.
Here's the fucked up thing.
He picks her up in a shanty car.
So when the news was like, Conan is definitely taking over for Jay, I started watching both.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, Jay Leno's really funny. But that's because that's the only time when he was hosting The Tonight Show that he actually tried because he didn't want to lose the show. So he's like, I have to get really fucking good.
Uh-huh.
And then he did.
Uh-huh.
And then all that shit with Conan went down.
Oh.
That's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still didn't watch it then.
Yeah,
his
you're good.
His voice just annoys me.
You heard about this? You seen this? You heard about this?
No. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Now whiny, high pitched.
I saw someone do, a comedian I follow on Twitter decided to do, like, here's what Jay Leno jokes about coronavirus. And, like, I forgot how awful he is.
Wait, did Jay Leno make jokes or is it your friend?
No, this is my friend. I'll go ahead and I won't say his name. I guess because I don't know if this is something he'd want me to direct people toward. But, like, yeah, he did, like, Jay Leno-style jokes about COVID, and he cut in a shot of the guitarist who would always laugh at everything. Kevin Eubanks.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Eubanks rules. Anyway, this isn't comics.
That's okay. We can talk about everything. We're just letting out. It's cathartic.
Yeah.
You have to let out everything we wanted to talk about for the last 5 months.
Yeah.
5 months?
I really
it's
did want to talk.
It's almost been 5 months.
I did write down in my dream journal, next time we do an Escapist podcast, I have to bring up Jay Leno.
Dream journal?
Yeah.
I did just buy a Labyrinth journal today, and that's...
Yeah, but you're not gonna write your dreams in that.
I mean, maybe.
You're gonna write...
Did you think I don't have dreams now?
You're gonna summon the Goblin King.
That's right, I am gonna summon the Goblin King and write all my nightmares in it
you
instead.
You can steal your sibling.
God. It's too late.
You have a sibling.
Yeah, she's like 45 years old.
But that's your only sibling.
That's my only sibling,
okay.
Yeah.
But like...
For now.
If this sibling got kidnapped, would you go through the labyrinth?
No, I would marry the Goblin King.
Okay.
This is the dumbest decision she ever made.
See, for me, I have a sister, and I'd be like, all right, I'll go through the fucking labyrinth.
David Bowie. Yeah. Dumbest decision. It's like, hello, it's a screaming baby or David Bowie.
Well, but what's the part that's like, fear me, love me, do as I say, and I will be your slave? It's like, no, okay, that's not really how slavery works.
No. Well, yeah, he missed that part.
Yeah. Did you read the Labyrinth comics? That's like the prequel about how he becomes the Goblin King?
Yeah, part of it. And then I was like, this is boring.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, of all the Labyrinth stories to tell, I'm like, I don't need to know why the King of the Goblins looks like a human.
Yeah.
I just figured he was like a goblin who was so good at being a goblin, he could like assume a human shape.
I guess so. Is that what it's about?
No, it establishes that he was a human who falls into the goblin world, similar to Sarah in the Labyrinth, but then, like, works his way up the ranks.
Oh, okay.
Or something.
Was there another Goblin King before
him?
Oh,
no, maybe he was a kidnapped... Well,
was he a baby?
I think that what they... They might imply this in the movie. I don't remember that all the goblins are kidnapped babies who turn into goblins.
That is true. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that maybe he was one of those... But I don't know. I didn't read the comic.
I guess I should read it.
Yeah.
So,
well, they put out multiple Labyrinth comics, and you might have read one of the different ones.
Okay. This is Labyrinth Coronation is the one that's...
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But there's no music, so who cares?
I know. But there's no real David Bowie, and he doesn't even look that good in the comic. The art's not great.
I should have got Mike Allred to do it.
I should have.
Yeah.
That,
you've read that
comic. I did read that. The David Bowie, Mike Allred.
What a perfect
It's so
pairing.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a while, we couldn't even keep it in stock, even while we were closed.
Yeah.
Because we kept selling out.
We have a bunch now. We should, put those up at the front. They move. They move like crazy.
Yeah.
If you've not checked that out, just go online and check it out, and then come into the store and buy it.
Yeah.
It's just called Bowie.
Yeah, it's just called Bowie. There's two different covers, actually, as well. There's the Allred cover,
only,
and then somebody else.
Only fucking Mike Allred would put out a $50 comic book hardcover. But there's a variant cover.
There's a variant cover, yeah. It was a direct market one, too. And, of course, that's, like, the more expensive one.
Of course.
I think that one's out of print. But now there's two different. There's, like, the Aladdin Sane cover and the Ziggy Stardust cover. It's like, oh, it's so hard to choose. Choose the Ziggy Stardust cover.
Yeah.
I mean, Aladdin Sane is great, though.
The Aladdin Sane picture, I feel like, is more iconic. Like, people just associate that lightning bolt with, like, Bowie in general.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
Ziggy was a better album.
It's true.
Yeah.
Agreed. So you want to start with news or comics? I guess comics that we read this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's like so many comics that we read like over time. We can just even do that.
Yeah. I know I read something new.
Like it's been 4 months. I've read no comics.
Yeah. I mean like stuff comes in and I'm like, that's cool. Like,
well, for a while there wasn't even anything coming out. There was just like, we talked about DC coming out on the last podcast recorded, which was like a month ago.
And
then that happened, and then DC permanently.
Well, yeah, we should definitely talk about that.
Yeah.
And how that's going to affect things, because people got to know.
People got to know that people are hella annoyed by it. Like, I'm not still. I don't care.
How long has New Comic Wednesday been a thing? This is a real question.
Yes. Jesus, I don't even know. Actually.
Yeah, like before you started working in comic book stores.
Yeah.
And, so like, I mean, when I started buying comics, like in high school, that was when I was informed they come out on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
DVDs come out on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Comics come out on Wednesdays. And records come out on Tuesday, music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now DC's like, nah, we're going to DC Tuesday.
DC Tuesday.
Everybody else Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, so books have always come out on Tuesdays as well.
Oh, so when we get graphic novels?
When we get graphic novels. Well, like, okay, so like Random House and like, well, just books in general have always come out on Tuesdays.
So like Rana Tagelmeyer.
Correct. Yeah. Like that can come out on a Tuesday. So DC was like, well, why do we have to deal with that? Like we can do our own thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to come out on Tuesdays if books can come out on Tuesdays. So they were just doing this temporarily with the whole coronavirus pandemic.
Sure.
Then they decided, well, maybe we don't want to be with Diamond anymore, which I don't know. I know a lot of people are very mad about it.
Right.
But Diamond damages a lot of our books.
Yeah. Well, I understand that it's going to make both customers and retailers, it'll make things more of a challenge.
Yeah.
However, breaking up a monopoly is always good.
Yeah.
And I think that if DC breaks rank, then maybe Marvel/Disney will just go, oh, yeah, we can do whatever we want.
Right.
And then they'll do it. And then, like, I mean, that could spell doom for smaller companies.
Yeah, there is that.
But, like, I don't know. TKO seems to be doing fine.
Yeah. They didn't have an issue.
They're only putting out like a dozen books.
Right. And they also, I mean, they really helped retailers during this time too. Maybe DC should do the same, but they've also offered returnability, which Marvel never has.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think people are forgetting a lot of the good things that DC did do during this time. They've just been like, oh, screw you, DC. Like, I can't believe you're doing this to us. Like, a lot of retailers have said that. Whereas where I'm like, what about Marvel? They have never offered us anything.
Yeah.
Like, be mad at them. I'm mad at them.
Yeah.
What's this empire going to do for us? A nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
Though I think those posters are pretty cool. They're putting
they aren't even releasing the New Mutants movie.
I thought they were going to release it on digital on demand.
It's going to be on Quibi.
What the hell is Quibi? I got very scared.
Do you know what Quibi is?
No.
It's like really short shows that you can only watch on your phone.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
What a terrible idea.
It came out right before lockdown, right before the pandemic really got going. And I think a lot of streaming services and stuff like that have been sort of thriving in this time. And it really speaks to how shitty Quibi is, the fact that it isn't.
Oh, my God. You know what? They said that they were going to release... I actually didn't know what Quibi was. They were going to release Uzumaki exclusively on Quibi.
As in the adaptation of the Junji Ito?
Correct.
The horror manga?
Yes.
Is that the one about the fish?
No, that's Gaio.
Oh, okay.
No, Uzumaki is the spirals.
Oh, and people's faces and stuff.
Yeah, originally they said they were just going to release that on Quibi. I think that's maybe not going to happen
anymore.
Like
an anime?
Yes. Which... It was like was going to be on Cartoon Network originally, and it's brand new, like for Toonami or whatever.
Oh, it'd be Adult Swim, I'm sure.
Yeah, Adult Swim, yeah. But then
after
I heard,
Yu Yu Hakusho, we got, what the hell?
One of the scariest animes of all time. Yeah, it was brand new, too.
You guys want to see the inside of Inuyasha's brain?
But yeah, I heard it was going to be on Quibi. I'm like, what the fuck is Quibi? This is last year.
Wow.
Yeah, so I hope that doesn't happen. I don't want to watch that on my phone.
Yeah.
I can't even see the spirals.
Due to the size of the screen, there will be no more than two spirals on screen at a time.
They just want you to look at it really closely so it actually hypnotizes you.
I do like the idea. If there was a while when people were talking about how with phones you could potentially have like a device that mounts onto your head and you slide your phone into it, and then it's like you're in your own IMAX theater where you could like see like... If the phone's at the right distance from your face, it's like simulating, like, what if it was a six-story screen?
I don't want to put a box on my head.
Yeah, me neither. But then especially from, like, what if people looking at you wearing that thing, it just looks like you have, like, a big duck face.
God. Yeah, I don't know. And then you're just, like, a like bunch of people sitting around with boxes on your faces, like, moving your hands around. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, this does not sound like fun.
No, no. That sucks.
And your neck is sore all the time.
I, like, kind of want one. Like, it was some as seen on TV shit. But, like, I want... You know how you watch those and you're like, this is really, really stupid, but also, like, maybe.
You mean, like, a commercial? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen... Okay, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, they had this thing that was, like, a way to put... An easier way to put socks on. Like, you put your sock in this, like, holder thing, and then you set it on the floor, and then you put your foot down in it, and then you pull it up. And I was like, okay, like... But if you were disabled, this would actually be maybe very useful.
Right.
But if you're not, what kind of fucking idiot can't put on socks?
It's for old people.
Right, yeah.
Like a shoehorn. Like, who needs a shoehorn except for old people?
Or if you have, like, really nice shoes.
Do you have a shoehorn, Jacob?
I do. I own it, and I only use it for dress shoes, which when I was on the ship, I had to wear dress shoes all the time.
Okay.
But now I don't.
Now you don't.
Now, like, I mean, I've been in my house for 2 months. I've just been wearing, the fact that I'm wearing shoes right now is a godsend. I'm usually just in mukluks.
In Crocs?
Mukluks. They're like,
what's a mukluk?
They're like woolen, they're like woolly woven slippers with like leather soles.
Are those Uggs?
Are you wearing
Uggs?
They're not Uggs.
I don't believe
they're different. Oh, you look up mukluks and you'll be hella jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw them advertised on Quibi.
Cool.
This is our worst episode.
I think it's the best one we've ever recorded. You're going to listen to it and you'll be like, this is hilarious. Well, I read some comics this week. I think that's what we were talking about.
Yeah. Well, we should talk about I think we should start with Dark Knight Death Metal.
Oh, yeah, because that came out before
Dark
all
Knight,
of
Dark Metal, excuse me. Yeah.
Death Knight Metal.
What is it?
It's Dark Knight's Death Metal.
Dark Knight Death Metal. Okay, yeah. It's not Dark Knight Dark Metal.
And it's called, it says, Ready for the Encore. Well, I wasn't ready for the encore because I didn't read any of the other comics.
Yeah.
But I read it anyways because it's the big hit of the summer so far. It's summer now, right?
I mean, this is the universe. Yeah, it's summer. This is the universe where the Batman Who Laughs comes from, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, which, correct. Who is, like, it takes a lot to have, like, a Batman villain entered into, like, top-tier lexicon. Like, last time I think of it was Dr. Pigma or whatever, mm-hmm. the pig dude mm-hmm. with the pig face. Or I guess maybe the Court of Owls. But this yeah. Batman Who Laughs is, like, he had his own series.
Right.
People really, really like him.
Mm-hmm.
Is he good?
No.
Okay.
Not the Batman Who Laughs.
Sure.
He's the bad one.
No, I mean, is he, like, a good character?
Oh, I can't really tell from this issue. I don't know. It seems like so much.
Yeah.
Like, reading this, like, the first page, I was like, oh, sweet, Sergeant Rock is in this. But, like, no one else would say that but me, I think. Maybe.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, sweet.
Sergeant Rock, he was in The Losers, right? Or is that different? That's separate.
That's separate.
Okay.
Yeah. No, Sergeant Rock is a very old
right.
character that, you know, Joe Kubert drew a lot.
Right.
Yeah. And... But then, like, I was like, oh, sweet. Then Wonder Woman has, like, a chainsaw. Like, that's pretty cool. An electric chainsaw.
Chainsaw of truth, as it is referred to later.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, the swamp thing is, like, a swamp thing who's on fire, and it's Alec. Like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, every, like, page is, like, they're throwing 9,000 different things at me, or a million different characters.
Yeah. And there's a lot of text.
A lot of text, too. Yeah. And maybe it's because I don't know what's going on from mm-hmm. the, like, previous story. That might be part of it. But there is just so many characters. Even, like, there's a giant Batman with a squid face, which is cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, right there.
Where is he?
like a Bat-Cthulhu
man?
Yeah, like a Bat-Cthulhu man. But there's, like, a million different Batmans and a million different, like... Jokers.
Well,
and...
as far as I can tell, like, Batman Who Laughs is recruiting people to his, like, Batman army.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
when they join, they have to wear a Batman costume. So you've got, like, Etrigan and Plastic Man and the Penguin all dressed in Batman costumes.
Right. But then there's also, like, Mr. Miracle's there. And, yeah. like, a giant Superman on a motorcycle. And I don't know. There's just so many characters that it's kind of hard to keep track of what's actually happening in the comic. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah.
And it's just like a lot of these other big comics that are happening. It's like there's a giant god creature and they have to fight it. And, like, that's basically, like, the premise of the comic. And mm-hmm. then...
And Black Hand is here. Or the Black Lanterns or something.
The White Lanterns.
Oh, those are the White Lanterns. Oh, okay. No, that's the Black Lanterns.
Oh, it's the Black Lantern? Oh, yeah, because yeah. it brings stuff back from the dead.
Yeah.
My bad. I mean, it lights up white.
Yeah, but now you can tell. So honestly, the symbols are almost the same, and the fact uh-huh. that it's white on black. But like the Black Lanterns ones, they go straight up, whereas the White Lanterns ones go out.
Okay, yeah. got it.
I only know this because I have the rings at my house.
Oh yeah, I have all the rings too.
And I put them all on, and I'm like, this doesn't work.
What? Which one? Which lantern wore all the rings? Oh, was it still the one that looks like a horse?
Oh, Larfleeze?
Larfleeze.
Well, he was orange.
I know, but didn't he put all the rings on at
one point? I don't think you can, because the red one alone, like,
makes
purges...
you barf.
Yeah, it purges all the blood out of your body and right. replaces it with your... So, like, wearing it is like, if you take it off, you'll die.
Right.
Although people have gotten around it, obviously. I feel like the only... I mean, Hal Jordan, I think, is at some point or another... possessed all of them.
I thought Larfleeze, like, put all of the rings on.
That is on brand for Larfleeze. His whole thing is greed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Sorry, side point. Anywho. I mean,
more related than Jay Leno and Queedy, but.
yeah, so I don't know. I mean, maybe this book just isn't for me. That's kind of why I didn't read it in the first place. Art's good, you know. It's Capullo.
Yeah.
He's back. No.
Oh, there's one DC book I actually would be down to talk about. I don't think we've talked about it on this show, but the trade paperback just came out.
What's that?
Superman Smashes the Klan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're not familiar with Superman Smashes the Klan, it was a 3-issue miniseries that was put out in, like, these nice graphic novel format.
Yeah,
like
little thin ones.
Yeah, a little digest.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely bound and everything. Written by Gene Yang. Art by, I don't remember.
Oh.
But not Gene Yang.
No.
Someone who only went by one name, which is cool. I like when they do that. And it takes place in, like, the early years of Superman. He can't fly. And it's based on a real radio play from that time period.
Yes.
Where Superman fights the Klan. And according to the essays published in the back of these issues, this radio drama was helpful in defaming and bringing down the Klan, which at the time was experiencing a bit of a resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
So Gene Yang, like, it's an adaptation. There's stuff that changes. And also Gene Yang sort of makes it, like, turns it into sort of a Superman coming-of-age story. Like, in this, he accepts his alien past and, like, you know, has a better understanding of his powers. It's a really great, like, early Superman story without being an origin story, quote-unquote, that also has a great racial message to it, which is, don't be racist. You racist? Stop being racist.
Yeah. Art by, Guri Hiru.
Guri Hiru, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so the art's a little, like, anime style as well. Almost looks like the animated series a little bit.
A bit more rounded.
Yeah.
Like, I would love a Superman cartoon in this style.
I think they would definitely, I think they're going to do that, probably.
Yeah.
So it takes them a while. Like, Red Sun just came out.
Yeah.
But, giving everything that's going on, I think this would be a good direction to go in, for sure.
Yeah, I think people would vibe with a Superman, a new Superman series that takes place back in the day, takes place in the 30s, or 40s, rather, that, like, takes these characters, but doesn't bog them down with, like, social media and Dark Side and, like, you know, all these, like, you can have Luther, you could even have, like, sort of an old-timey, cool, funky Brainiac if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, strip him down, maybe even have him not fly for the first season. I think that there's a lot.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Like Smallville.
But, like, well, Smallville, he doesn't learn to fly until the very end, right?
Yeah. Well, there's, like, parts that, like, he does get to fly, and they, like, you know, make him forget who he is or something like that.
In, this, in the first season, there's an episode where he flies, and then they, like, have him forget.
Yeah. Or it's this, the second season, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Where he gets to...
because you've just been rewatching, right?
I have. The entire thing. Or I'm on, like, season six right now.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I bailed after... Oh, I made it up to when James Marsden shows up as Brainiac.
That's where I am right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I just was like, I don't really care anymore.
Aww.
Yeah.
But that's when it's still good then.
And when he went to Metropolis, and I was like, but the show takes place in Smallville. And they're like, no, now his nickname is Smallville, because that's what Lois calls him. And I'm like, Lois is here?
Yeah. It is weird when they're like, Lois gets there, and, like, Lana's still there, and she's kind of like an afterthought.
Yeah.
But they, like, still have to put her in the show.
You know, actually, this is something we could talk about. I just had this conversation with Robert, who's a new employee at the store. If you come into the store, you'll meet him. Okay, so when they make a Batman movie, the question is always, who's the villain going to be? Because there's so many villains.
Yes.
Superman, it's always Luthor or the Phantom Zone criminals.
Yes.
Or a character they made up for the movie, like Nuclear Man or whatever.
Right.
What Superman villain, like, think of what, can you think Brainiac. Of three Superman villains? Brainiac, we're owed Brainiac at this point.
Definitely owed Brainiac.
Brainiac would make a lot of sense. It would be really cool. There's so many things they could have it take place on Earth or in space. There's a lot of different things they could do. Mm-hmm. Besides Brainiac, because, like, with Batman, it's like, you could say there's at least a dozen villains who have yet to be in a movie that could make a dope movie.
Mm-hmm.
Court of Owls.
Yeah.
Killer Croc was in Suicide Squad. Clayface, you know, I mean, maybe not as the main dude, but, like, or fuck it.
He could be not really.
If it was, like,
it's definitely a side villain.
If it was, like, several different Clayfaces, if they had, like, Basil Carlo as, like,
a team of Clayfaces.
One who's, like, fully shapeshifty, one who, like, turns people to protoplasm. It's, like, this one miracle or horrible drug that, that'd be neat. Whereas Superman, it's, like, I mean, they're not going to make a Mr. Mixes Spitlick movie, are they?
It'd be fun.
That's an anime. That's an episode. That's like an episode of a show.
Yeah.
So besides Brainiac, is there really Brainiac, Luthor, Phantom Zone, criminals?
Legion.
The Legion of Superheroes?
No, or Legion of Supervillains.
As in Cosmic King, Saturn Queen?
Yes. It'd be fun.
But not Legion of Superheroes. They wouldn't be in it.
I mean, they could maybe.
Superman Goes to the Future?
Yeah.
A movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I did something different.
I didn't think about them.
Yeah. I could be, like, Superboy, because that's a Superboy comic.
Yeah, that's true. I thought Metallo could be, like...
Metallo would be cool.
Yeah, Metallo and Metallo working in conjunction with Intergang, headed up by Carmine whatever.
Carmine Falcone?
Carmine Falcone, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Carmine Infantino. No, that's a real person.
That's a person. That's where they got Carmine, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then that leads into, like, there's getting their tech supplied from Mongul. So you got, like, a multi-tiered.
That'd be cool.
Mongul would be sick.
Mongul would be cool. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that, too.
But yeah, with Superman, it's like, because I've been doing my Facebook trivias, mm-hmm. and I did a Batman one, and nearly all my questions are about the villains.
Yes.
And with a Superman one, it was like, oh, I wrote like 4 questions about villains. It's mostly about like,
yeah,
Fortress of Solitude, the Kents, Smallville, you know, mm-hmm. the Daily Planet, because there's so much other stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of like robot Supermans.
So oh,
like,
yeah.
There's so many.
Yeah, Superman Ooh, should fight.
Oh, what is that like the blonde Superman's name? I can't remember.
In what?
Oh, in Superman. There's like a blonde Superman that like comes and like fights Superman.
He's like got the same powers?
Yeah.
It's in the comics.
In the comics. It's a Silver Age Superman, but I can't remember his name.
And he's like a recurring character?
He comes back a few times.
I know. Remember this. I mean, there was always a few where like some random alien or some random dude gets like the powers of. Robert suggested composite Superman.
Composite Superman.
Yeah.
Bizarro Superman should definitely be in it.
At some point. Yeah. If they make a Bizarro, that'd be very cool.
Because then you go to like Bizarro.
But then Bizarro would like, he'd be a really, I think he'd have to turn good at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He right. does in comics.
Once, yeah. He's sometimes a good guy.
Yeah. Sometimes. But then Mitzelplick would have to be in. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, oh, Mix-a-Splix. Mix-a-Splix. Mr. Mix-a-Splix, yeah. Well, only in one continuity does he create Bizarro.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
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 That would be fun. Just no Batmite.
No fucking Batmite.
No fucking Batmite.
If they make Aquaman 2, better have Quisp in it, though, or we riot.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to other comics. I'm going to throw death metal on the floor.
Oh, are we going to talk about Thor?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Thor.
Thor 5.
Thor 5.
Out this week?
It out this week.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess Thor recently became the all-father of Asgard again. No, just recently.
Yeah.
What happened to Odin? I don't remember.
He died in the movies.
Oh, yeah, he did die in the movies.
He died in Ragnarok, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he barely had time, just going to read the synopsis of what's happened, but he barely had time to settle into his new role before Galactus imbued him with the power cosmic so that he could help deal with a powerful threat. And then the Black Winter, a star plague that destroyed Galactus's original universe, and is now coming to destroy this universe. To prevent it from doing so, Galactus needs to consume 5 planets with rare and unique energies that will augment his power. Thor has been evacuating the inhabitants before Galactus destroys their home. But when they reach
multiple Galacti.
The 5th planet, reach the 5th planet, time ran out and the Black Winter had arrived. Desperate for the final burst of energy, Galactus immediately consumed the planet Cairo.
City in Egypt?
Yeah. Different city. murdering its citizens. Thor is furious, but vengeance will have to wait. The pair now stand before the end of the multiverse. Okay, so that's what's been happening in Thor.
That seems complicated.
It is very complicated. I hadn't really been reading Thor, but it has beautiful art by Nick Klein.
Yeah, I do like the way he draws Beta Ray Bill.
Beta Ray Bill's amazing.
Lockjaw is there?
Yeah, Lockjaw's hanging out.
And who's that other dog?
I don't know. I think that's just Thor's big bulldog.
Oh, okay.
That hangs out with him.
Sure.
Sometimes he rides
him. Is that Fenris? No, Fenris is a wolf.
Fenris is a wolf. Correct. Sif is hanging out. They're all talking on the... What is the rainbow that connects all of...
Oh.
Bifrost.
Bifrost, thank you.
I can't believe I just said the rainbow. Ooh, nerd cred gone.
I forgot, too.
Anyways, so yeah, Galactus and Thor fight for a little while. The big deal was... So basically, the only reason I want to talk about this, people started calling immediately on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to have Thor 5? Are you going to have Thor 5? Can I buy 2 copies? And I was like...
Yeah. Thor's not one of our big sellers, except when it was Jane Foster Thor.
Right. So I was confused about what was happening in Thor. Like, we thought this was going to be a big deal. Like, Thor, when Donny Cates took over.
Right.
And it, like, really hasn't been. Sorry, Donny Cates. I know you listen to this, like, religiously. No. So when we got in, I immediately had to check out what was going on. And apparently, there's a new character.
Yeah.
Donny Cates likes to rip those out all the time.
Do we want to establish?
Oh, yeah. Spoiling Thor.
Yeah, here it is.
Here it is.
It's an evil Thor.
Yeah.
Who is so powerful mm-hmm. that he has a herald.
Yeah.
And that herald is Galactus.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a dark Thor.
He's a dark Thor.
Yeah.
He's very shadowy, drawn mm-hmm. with lots of dark tones.
He looks really cool.
Yeah.
He looks kind of like.
Yeah. 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 It is a neat design. And he gets a full page like appearance.
Yeah.
And everything.
So yeah, he looks cool. He's got his own Mjolnir.
His own what?
Mjolnir?
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir?
He has his own Galactuses. Mjolnir. He does have his own Galactuses.
He does have his own Galactuses.
Yeah, Galactus works for him.
Yeah.
So who's is it like when your company gets bought out and now you have like, oh, the CEO.
Yeah.
The CEO is now like the underling.
I guess so.
That's weird.
Is he going to have to fight Thor? Is Thor going to have to fight both of them?
Oh, it's like on Cheers when they got bought out by that bar chain. And they all wore those dumb uniforms. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Because Sam used to be in charge.
Right.
Yeah.
Did they get bought out by Hooters?
No, they got bought out by... They have to wear these, like, green sort of frilly uniforms. They only wear them for a few episodes, and then Sam negotiates that they can wear whatever they want. And then even though they're still owned by this parent company, it's never addressed again.
Really?
They don't get ownership back. As I watched through, I was like, I wonder if they're going to get ownership back. No,
they just never address it?
No, well, they address it a little bit. That's when they brought in, what was her name, Christy Alley?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Was that Christy Alley?
Yeah, it's Christy Alley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's when they brought in Christy Alley, and she works for them, and she's there to, like, oversee everything, because she's technically the boss.
Oh, I never knew that's why she came in.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's why they explained Shelley Long leaving and, like, her coming in.
Well, Shelley Long left. Diane leaves for unrelated reasons.
Right.
Diane doesn't leave because of this buyout.
Oh.
But, yeah, that is...
Well, she left to go pursue her movie career.
Right, which did not...
did not happen.
Now, I think her biggest role is Jay's first wife on Modern Family.
No.
I'm watching through Modern Family right now. It's very funny.
Modern Family is a great show.
Yeah.
It's so hilarious.
I did not give it credit when it was happening because there was all these other comedy shows I like more, and Modern Family kept winning all the awards, and I'm like, I don't care about children, but now I like get it.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 31. I understand.
I've had multiple children.
Right. But at the age of 21, I was like, this show can fuck off and go to hell.
Aww.
Now I get it.
This baby gets it. It's got a Thor.
Like, yeah.
I'm going to get into this comic because I have
Oliver Copiel covers.
Yeah.
Oliver Copiel, as far as I'm concerned, is the best Thor artist of the last 20 years.
You mean Quapel?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
You corrected my Mjolnir.
Because that's...
I just said it fast, okay? I don't know.
Now that I'm thinking about how Quapel is spelled in my head, I don't know where I was getting that extra syllable. Copiel. There's no E-L, yeah. Coipel, yeah.
If we're saying any of these things wrong, you can totally correct us on Twitter.
Yeah, really.
At Escapist Comics.
We'll take any social media interactions we can get at this point.
Yeah, please tweet at us.
No matter how pedantic.
That's a big word.
Yeah.
Anywho.
So there's a couple things that we said that we were going to talk about.
Wait, there's one more comic.
Oh, there's one more comic. Yeah, yes, this Image book that I've not read, so this is all you.
Okay.
I'll just respond to your description.
But it's by Jacob Phillips.
Oh, neat.
You guys share a name.
Oh, yeah.
Sean Phillips' son.
Sean Phillips' son.
Yeah, so Sean Phillips has been coloring all of their Sean Phillips' work.
Oh, Jacob Phillips.
Jacob Phillips has been coloring. So now he's actually just drawing a book.
Cool.
So that explains cool.
Oh, is he also doing the colors? Because they're really good.
I believe so. what did the other guy do? Chris Condon. I don't know. Did he write it?
No credits. I'd imagine.
I mean, there's the credits. It says by Chris Condon and Jacob Phillips. I don't know who Chris Condon is. Condon? Anywho.
Anyway.
Okay. It comes out from Image. Okay. So the one thing I have to say. Okay. This is called That Texas Blood. The other cover is just a picture of a cap and like a sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you feel about pictures of cops on comics right now?
Oh, yeah. Well,
a good time to come out?
No.
No.
No. No.
Maybe in Texas it is. Parts of
I
Texas?
Mean, like, I already didn't really like cops.
Yeah.
And then... a couple weeks ago, I went out of town with my wife and some other people. We went up to Tahoe just to, like, get out for the weekend.
Yeah.
We went into a coffee shop, and there were some cops just, like, hanging out, talking to people, like, nothing. Because, like, in Tahoe, in, like, sleepy little towns, in, like, in state line Nevada, this shit isn't really a big deal.
Right.
And they're literally talking about their personal preference on guns.
Oh, cool.
And I'm like, I wanted to walk over and be like, hey, can you guys stop being like the worst in the world?
Right.
But I was like, it's this tiny dinky. I didn't see a single. I don't think I saw a single person of color the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not surprising.
So, you know.
Yeah. And I know, like, when I ordered this comic, it was before everything came out.
Yeah.
So, of course, we saw Jacob Phillips. We're like, oh, this is going to be, like, a big hit. The art looks great. Mm-hmm. And then I ordered it, and then everything happened, and then it came in, and it's, like, half of the covers just have, you know, cops holding guns on the mm-hmm. cover. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
not that I'm happy, you know, it, you know, could be a good comic. I don't know. I read it today. Now I'm not so sure. Not that it's bad. It's just it doesn't really have much of a story yet to it at all. So basically, it's about a sheriff. He's about to retire.
Mm-hmm.
He's turning 70 the same day. And, you know, it's a small town in Texas. It's kind of like a story you've heard a bunch of times. And then you get to, like, the middle of the book, and there's a lot of text in the very middle of the book, right? And we don't really know where the story's going. Basically, this long story about a guy who gets shot. And then there's this weird dreamy sequence with this, like, ghoul holding a gun. No explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm guessing this guy is being, like, haunted by it, but they don't explain it, like, mm-hmm. at all. And then it just shows, like, a very, like, weird haunting panel of this guy with a big hole in his chest. I don't know. Mm. And then they don't refer back to it at all.
Mm.
And I was like, did I miss a page?
Well, you know, maybe, okay. Maybe it's a lube man situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Lube man?
Lube man.
Okay, so you watched the HBO's Watchmen.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember in, like, episode 3 when superheroes are now, like, illegal, like, unless you're a cop, Jean Smart, Sally Jupiter, uh-huh. Sally Just Basic, comes to, although I guess she's going by the comedian's name now.
You're right.
Comes to Tulsa.
Yeah.
And there's this random dude who's, like, this skinny guy in, like, a wetsuit, and she goes, who are you? And then he runs away, and as he's running, he sprays himself with, like, some sort of ointment. And then he jumps into the sewer and is gone.
Right.
And that, but now you're like, oh, yeah, nothing happened with that. Yeah. No, that was intentionally. They were going to put that in the show to have just a thing that happens and then is never referenced again.
Yeah.
Because they're not making another season.
I know.
Well, I think that's good.
Oh, but it was so good.
The show was really good. I'd rather, you know, I'd rather see all those same people work on, like, a new thing. I think the idea of doing, like, we're going to do one season and then that's it.
Yeah.
Especially because the ending of that season, it's like if they did the thing that they hinted that they're doing, the next season wouldn't be as good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But what if that's a lube man thing?
Could be. Yeah. It definitely could be.
I doubt it, but maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the next scene is, like, basically a dude killing himself because of something horrible he did maybe to his wife.
Sure.
So maybe something just bad is happening in this town and making people hurt themselves.
But the question I have for you, the cops are the protagonists.
Right.
Okay. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Yeah, then I don't think this comic is going to sell very well.
Probably not. Yeah.
Unless they play into, like, the supernatural, creepy, weirdo aspect of it.
Yeah. Which I'm not sure that's what this is.
I mean, did you hear about Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Oh, no. Did it get canceled?
No, it did not get canceled. The show's, I mean, it just got moved to another network and the ratings were always strong.
Yeah.
But, so that show, it's cops being cops and doing cop things. And it takes place in, like, a romanticized, wonderful world where all the criminals are bad. And then, like, they did a racial profiling episode, but then at the end of it, they kind of like, all right, racial profiling's over. We solved it.
Right.
And, like, you know, cause they have to put a nice closer. They have to put, like, a nice button on these things.
Yeah.
Apparently they wrote, Dan Gore, the showrunner, wrote 4 episodes to start the series. To start the new season and threw them away. And he's like, we have to start from scratch.
Right.
And I'm hoping that scratch means magically they're no longer cops anymore.
Yeah.
Like what they did with Archer.
Right. It's going to be a whole new.
Like,
what are they, secret agents now? Or
let's just take these exact characters and their relationships and like the way that they act and have them like work at a post office.
Right.
Or like, secret agents, fuck it. Or like something. Because, like, I don't want these people, these writers and these actors and everybody, to lose their jobs.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to see silly cops being goofs.
Right. It's really a sticky situation.
Yeah. 'Cause,
like, we can't cancel There's good. I'm not saying good cops. There's good cops shows.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to cancel True Detective. Like, there's still, you know, stuff like that. Like,
well, like, similarly, I was watching, I caught a couple episodes of that show, Madam Secretary, with Taye Leone.
Yeah.
Where she's the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
And the episodes I saw were a two-parter about camps of immigrant children at the border being, like, separated from their parents.
Oh, geez.
And at the end of the two-parter, we solved it.
Oh,
and I watched it, and I'm like, but that's not real. They're still in the fucking camps.
Yeah.
So, like, this upsets me to watch this.
Right.
So, like, or even West Wing kind of annoyed me because I'm like, God, I wish that they could get stuff passed so simply and so easily and that we could just have these huge problems that the president or any or governor or whoever cared about so much that they're willing to let themselves get arrested or hurt to solve these problems when that's just not, it's been, the light has been, the curtain has been pulled back completely.
You know, it's a good, detective show still. Law and Order Special Victims Unit. It is, because a lot of the times they don't solve anything and it's hell of depressing.
Okay. Sure.
Because oh God, what's her name? The lead detective on the show.
Mariska Hargitay?
Yes.
Sure.
Cuz she actually,
I don't know her character, but
well, she actually works with real victims in real life.
Oh.
And she like started a whole program to get all of the rape kits that sit in warehouses for years and, you know, 20 plus years or whatever, and has like basically started a whole program to get those like moving.
Sure.
Because she's been on that show for 20 years now almost. That's how long Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Jesus. Has been okay. On. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. So she feels like she has to do something now because she's basically almost been a detective. Like, she feels like she has to do something real.
I mean, like the people who played the head politicians or whatever on Battlestar Galactica gave like a talk at the UN once.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you do this enough, then you sort of get an understanding for how it works. Yeah. So that I think that's very fucking cool.
Yeah.
What Mariska Hargitay does.
Yeah. And Ice-T's on it.
Yeah, and I like him getting work.
Yeah.
And he still put out music if he feels like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, so shows like that that are actually doing, like, real work towards something.
I mean, the cast of Brooklyn Nine-Nine pooled their money and donated $100,000 to, I don't remember what organization, but, like, one of the reputable ones.
Yeah. Only
so
$100,000. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think it paid millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Let's pool our money up, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I mean,
it's like when professional athletes are like, here's $1,000. I'm like, you get paid $20 million a year.
Yeah. Well, still, they donated more than Jeff Bezos.
That's true.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
He just bought, this is so funny. He just bought a sports stadium and he's calling it,
I know,
Climate. Climate Crisis Center or something. Uh-huh. Something
in
like
Seattle.
That.
Yeah.
As if to raise awareness. And I'm like, why don't you just raise... why don't you just stop global warming?
Yeah.
You have $40 billion.
Yeah. He's going to be a trillionaire in, what, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And he also just took all the crisis pay away from all the Amazon and Whole Foods workers.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is off topic of comics, guys. This is what the world is
that's
now.
That's the thing. That's what the world is. And then we have to get to the other... sticky situation that's happening right now.
This is,
so we were going to talk, like, I really want to talk about, because I don't have another outlet to talk about Disneyland.
Yeah.
Splash Mountain.
Yeah, Splash Mountain.
Which, this is not as, like, dense or deep or dark, so it's a bit lighter to discuss, but they're rebranding it. Well.
No, I know. It's fine.
Yeah. They're retheming it to be Princess and the Frog.
Right. We all know Splash Mountain is based off of Song of the South, right? Yeah. Unlike some people like to think it's based on the movie Splash. So that's a real thing.
Well, that it was?
Now. No. People online are like, think that it's actually based on the movie Splash.
Well, they're not 100% wrong.
Really?
Because it was going to be called Zippity-Doo-Dah River Run or whatever, but then... Michael Eisner was like, well, we have a movie coming out this year called Splash. Could you put the word Splash in it? So they're like, fine, we'll call it Splash Mountain.
But it has nothing to do with that.
But he wanted the branding. He just wanted people to say the word Splash more. So they're not right.
Right.
But they're more right than you thought they were.
There's no mermaids in it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, had this been a few years ago, I would have been down for them to just retheme it around a movie Splash, which I recently watched for the first time, and I thought it was sweet.
Yeah, it's good. No racism in it.
Yeah, no. It's completely
that's clear. Good.
John Candy's a bit of a gross creep in it,
that's true.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
However, there have been people coming out and voicing their dissent about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go point by point and say why they're wrong. Yeah. One, Splash Mountain was not a big deal for your childhood. It had animatronics for a movie that you probably haven't seen, mm-hmm. so you should be okay with them putting in new animatronics.
Yeah.
Two, the song Zippity-Doo-Dah isn't going anywhere. No. They're not just going to scrub that from the canon. They're not just going to say Zippity-Doo-Dah never happened. They can't. It's too successful. They have to live with it, because now that's the only remaining remnant from this movie that they don't want anybody to see. Mm-hmm. Three, people are already upset that it's going to look like a lot of modern Disney rides and that it'll be projections and no animatronics. The Little Mermaid ride at California Adventure spits directly in the face of this theory.
Right.
Most of that ride is beautiful yeah. animatronics that uh-huh. look really, really good. Ariel's face moves in such a way that it's not just like a puppet who can only make open, close. They have like the animatronics are very, very good. They're still putting out good stuff. If they put in the effort, which a lot of people are worried they won't because Princess and the Frog isn't that big of a franchise, then it'll look great. Also, the drop is going to be dope.
Yeah.
Because it'll be the Shadow Man. It'll be La Facilier. It'll be Keith fucking David.
Yeah.
Who, I admit, The Princess and the Frog is not as good as I remembered when I saw it in theaters. When I recently rewatched it, I was like, this isn't as good as I remember. The music isn't very good. But his villain song is one of the top five of all time, straight up.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of good jazz music, in that movie.
Yeah.
Which is better than some of the other movies.
Yeah. And it has a jarring and shocking character death.
It does.
When he steps on the Firefly.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn character deaths.
It's sad.
Movies. It's very sad.
They normally don't happen that late in the movie.
No.
Normally it's like a thing that like incites the
right.
like Mufasa a parent or whatever.
Right.
But like, man, for it to happen in the last act like that is pretty crazy.
And you think they're going to come back, right? Of some way.
Well, he does.
For that one.
kind of come back and then he dies, but he becomes a star next to the star that he's in love with. So it's kind of cute and it puts like a nice closure on it. It's not just like, yeah, we don't know what happens when you die. Who knows? You'll have to watch Coco to find out. Or Soul, the next Pixar movie, is also about death.
That's going to be so depressing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So in conclusion,
way to make the ride about that.
Yeah.
The drop.
You drop and then it's like, here's the afterlife.
Perfect.
Okay. There's one other point I wanted to make. This is the shittiest point. What Princess and the Frog can't be in Critter Country. First of all, there's so many animals in that movie. It could totally be in Critter Country. Second of all, Critter Country, where it is in the park is on the border of New Orleans Square, so they just have to redraw the state lines. It's not a big deal.
Right.
That's such a shitty argument, but that is an argument coming up a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It can
God.
Be, you know, it'll be groundbreaking that it's the first ride to exist in two lands simultaneously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sure.
New Orleans.
Because it's right on the border.
And it is on the border,
it's an animal ride that takes place in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Great.
Great. Perfect.
I'm excited, too. Yeah.
Get rid of Song of the South. It's been...
Because they have to get rid of Song. Because, like, I've been saying this for years.
Yeah.
Because every time a kid gets off that ride, they go, hey, how come I've never seen that movie? And their parents have to go, oh. So it's like, if you want to scrub up people's memories, you have to actually scrub.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good idea.
I don't think that... I think don't scrub history, you know, from people's memory. I think, like, parents should explain their kids about movies like that.
Right.
But maybe not on a ride.
Yeah.
Disney.
A number of people, including Roger Ebert most famously, but many other people, critics in the Disney world, have been saying for a long time, make it available with commentary.
Exactly.
Because, like,
I watched it when I was a kid.
Yeah. It was an impactful movie, and Zippity-Doo-Dah, unfortunately, has entered the lexicon in a way that cannot be erased.
Right.
So, it should be available, like... I'm not saying put it on Disney Plus and advertise it and say, look, everybody, it's here. Finally, after all these years.
It should be on the Criterion Channel.
Yeah. It should be, like, in a place where people... Like, The Jazz Singer.
Right.
Like, The Jazz Singer has fucking blackface in it.
Wait, sorry. Maybe not the Criterion Channel, because those are, like, really good movies.
Sure,
but, you know, like, in a separate section.
Yeah, like...
Teach your kid about racism.
Like, in the same way that you teach Huckleberry Finn in high school.
Right, exactly.
Which, apparently, people are, like, drifting away from, which I understand, because you don't want to teach racism by using a book that just says the N-word a lot.
Yeah.
Like, there's better ways to do it by, like, teaching a book by a black author or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
However, I think that, I'm not saying that Huckleberry Finn should be, you know, stripped from libraries and everything. You know, it should be.
Like, any book should.
Yeah, make it available.
Yeah.
Not on Disney Plus. And don't have a ride.
just have like a separate Disney Plus, like the racist movies of Disney.
Disney Plus Plus, yeah.
Subscribe here. No, wait.
Because they have like
what are the answers? It's very difficult.
The ones that have like racial things in it, like Lady and the Tramp and Dumbo. There's a little disclaimer at the beginning that says this contains outdated cultural depictions, and I guess they'd have to put that in a huge font for Song of the South.
Yeah,
but like you know.
It was like Gone with the Wind, too. That's what they're doing for HBO Max.
Well, they took it off.
They took it off, but they're going to put it back on.
Okay, with like a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, unrelated, but taking a movie off a streaming service is not censorship.
No.
It just means you have to pay $5 on Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it just means if you want to be racist, it costs money.
Oh my God, you're taking away my rights.
Yeah.
My rights to watch slavery being
romanticized.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, God with the Wind is one of my favorite movies. Why? It's so boring.
Yeah, it's also pretty boring.
Ugh.
The other thing that I want to talk about, this is the thing that I intentionally didn't tell you about, so I can get your real-time reaction.
Okay,
they announced just now, effective immediately in the new season, every Simpsons character that is not white will not be voiced by a white actor.
What?
Yes, this is an official statement coming from them.
So, like, Apu?
Apu's the big one, because there was that whole kerfuffle a couple years ago, and they made the problem with Apu, the Hari Kondabolu documentary, which is very, very good if you haven't seen it.
No, I did. I watched it.
Yeah. But it's not just Apu. I was thinking about it when I saw on the news. Dr. Hibbert, voiced by Hank Azaria.
Right.
Carl. I don't actually know who voices Carl. Dr. Nick? I don't know.
Hey, Dr.
Nick Riviera? Like, I don't know. I feel like he might survive this. It might still be the current voice actor.
I love Dr. Nick.
Bumblebee Man?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Cookie Kwan? Is, you know, she pops up when they want to make a joke about, you know. So then I ran out. If she were still alive, Jan Hooks from SNL was the voice of Manjula, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But after she died, they didn't bother recasting her. They just haven't done anything with Manjula.
Yeah.
Wow. Does this mean the characters are gone? Because if they're going to do Lenny and Carl, I guess they're going to get a new voice actor for Carl.
Right.
Dr. Hibbert, I feel like, hasn't been really doing it. I mean, whenever they need a doctor, it's always him.
Yeah, he was in an episode not long ago, actually.
Yeah, I haven't seen a new episode in ages.
Once in a while, I'll just check on in and see if it's any better. I'm like, nope, not yet.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back, but like...
With Disney Plus, I've been watching episodes from, like, season 23.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But...
I always watch Treehouse, too, every year.
So. Oh, sure. Okay, yeah, I understand that.
So that's... I guess we'll see.
And I saw the movie.
Yeah.
And I thought the movie was good.
Did you watch the new Maggie short?
Yeah, before Onward. That's the last movie I saw in theaters.
Yeah.
Before the lockdown, yeah. I thought that was really sweet.
It was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that that's... Oh, I mean, Big Mouth announced a similar thing. I don't know if you watch Big Mouth.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so Missy, who's voiced by Jenny Slate.
Yeah.
I don't know if she quit. I think she was like...
Really? Jenny Slate's not going to be on anymore?
Jenny Slate's still going to be on, because she voices other characters.
Oh, okay.
But she's not going to voice Missy anymore.
Oh.
And after that happened, I saw a number of black women voice actors coming out and saying, hey, here's my impression of that character.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, Twitter's basically doing the auditioning process for them. Wow. Some of them sound really good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, do better.
Yeah, do better. It's not, I mean, when it's animation, it's not that hard.
No.
Kristen Bell was supposed to voice a mixed-race girl on this new show, Central Park, from the Bob's Burgers people.
Oh, shit.
The show hasn't even come out yet, and they're like, we're going to find something else for Kristen Bell to do, but it just won't be voicing this character. This character stays, Kristen Bell goes to something else.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and she's fine. She's got...
Yeah, she has enough money. Yeah. I think she'll be okay.
Yeah.
Left work.
But this is something that I think that more people should look at in animation.
Yeah.
I did see one guy go, then how come... Phil Lamar can voice Aquaman on Young Justice. And it's like, because that's not how racism works.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's something. Of course that's going to happen though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And like, they're not coming from a place of like delusion. They're just coming from a place of like, this isn't the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's fun.
But yeah, I mean, if they said they're going to stop, like, someone pointed out that Apu hadn't had a line on The Simpsons in, like, 4 years.
Really?
Because they just haven't really done anything with him. They've just sort of gravitated to other characters.
Yeah.
Well,
do you think that was part of it, though? I bet it was.
Somebody from The Simpsons came out and said, look, around when the problem with Apu came out, and said, Apu hasn't done anything in a while.
Yeah.
So this isn't, like, unfounded, but, it's still a little like, I mean, but then that's not really addressing the problem.
No.
And then Hank Azaria said, I'm not going to voice Apu anymore.
Oh.
But like, I think that as long as they continue using specifically Dr. Hibbert and Carl.
Yeah.
Who no one's put out a documentary about them.
No.
But that's because they haven't done anything to, like,
yeah,
enforce stereotypes.
Right.
That I know of. Mm. I mean, one of them's a physician, the other's a nuclear technician.
Yeah, it's just, true.
And they don't do any, like, they make reference to their skin color, but not in, like, any sort. Well, I don't know. This is white privilege talking. Yeah, I don't actually know. Maybe there's been, like,
people are super offended by it. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Maybe there's been, like, racist coding the whole time that I just haven't noticed. So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck, we're going to get so canceled. I want to go on record and say that I think this is a good idea, and it'll make me watch The Simpsons again because I want to hear
how they... Yeah, we should actually...
I want to hear how they do it.
Let us know if we should get canceled. And then the last story, and then we're going to have to wrap this up.
Yes.
Last story is Batman might be back in Flashpoint.
Oh, Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
This is great.
And when I say Batman, I just mean Batman.
Okay. I will say, I've said this before, I think that Val Kilmer would have been a very good Batman if he'd been in a better Batman movie, R.I.P. Joel Schumacher. But, I mean, Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I mean, he was so good in Spider-Man and Homecoming. And, like, so he can definitely still fly around and wear a suit.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he's going to have any problem with that. And they better not just be, like, teasing us with this, because I will be heartbroken.
That'd be so rude. Ugh. Like, that'd be so shitty.
Well, because this Flashpoint show, or Flashpoint movie, I should say, has, like, had a lot of problems. It's been, like...
Well, they were going to make just a Flash movie with Ezra.
Right, Canning. But they said they are always going to use the Flashpoint... Ezra Miller, yeah.
Okay. Ezra Canning's from Vampire Weekend.
They've been...
Anyway, sorry.
Okay, Ezra Miller.
Ezra Miller, yeah.
Yeah. He's so creepy, though. I don't think he should ever be the Flash. Anyways.
Was he good in Justice? I didn't see it.
He was fine.
Okay.
But he was in that What About Kevin, or What Should We Do With...
Oh, we need to talk about Kevin.
We need to talk about Kevin. What Should We Do About Kevin?
What's the deal with Kevin?
What's the deal? He's murdering all of his people. Ever since I saw him.
And he played a little creepy kid in Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, ever since...
And he played a... kind of creepy, but actually kind of entertaining and fun character.
I think he actually murders people. Have you seen him in real life?
Well, he really, really reminds me of a dude I used to buy weed from.
Oh, did he murder people?
Who was very nice.
Oh. So no.
And it was really fun to play games with. So, no. I don't have a problem with
it. I don't know.
Ezra Canning.
Okay.
Ezra Miller. Fuck.
Was that your friend's name? Was Ezra?
No, okay. Ezra Kane. No, his name wasn't Ezra. Ezra the dude from Vampire Weekend is named Ezra. I just looked up his name.
Okay. Well, he's not from Vampire Weekend. He is going to be playing the Flash. Hopefully, maybe. Maybe that's it. Maybe he does actually.
Ezra Canning, I was right.
Okay.
Ezra Miller, American actor. Ezra Canning, American musician. Ezra Klein, American journalist. I'm not going to click that.
Okay. What about Ezra? American band.
Better than Ezra.
Better than Ezra. That's I'm still thinking about Kevin. Anyway.
And I did know a dude named Ezra who works for Disney now, Ezra Edmund. He was a stand-up, and he's actually a very talented illustrator and animator.
Cool. He still didn't murder people.
He didn't. No, okay. He didn't.
We don't really know, though.
I don't think so.
You're not in touch with him anymore.
I only hung out with him, like, four times.
Okay.
And in those four times, I never saw him murder anyone, which means he can't be a murderer.
Of course. Better check on that later.
Fuck.
Anywho, Flashpoint and Michael Keaton. I wonder if, do you think he's going to be main Batman, like regular Batman, or do you think he's going to be one of the other Batmans?
I think that he will be, I think this is going to pick up in the Tim Burton Batman universe, but that's not to say that he's like Batman A, you know, like how, in Into the Spider-Verse, we had Peter Parker and we had Peter B. Parker, who were basically the same dude at different points in their life.
Yeah.
So I think that it'll be a situation like that.
Interesting.
Because are they, the new Batman movie with Robert Pattinson, is that the same universe? Is that DC?
I think it's different. DCU.
They're starting over? Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, they could actually go to that universe too and pick him up out of that universe.
Into the Batverse?
Into the Batverse. It could be a whole new thing. They could just steal it.
Bring back Val Kilmer. Don't bring back George Clooney.
Don't bring back Val Kilmer. He's not looking good. Oh wait, know what? He got into shape because of Top Gun.
Oh, word? Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't bring back Adam West, but you can bring back Burt Ward. How dope... Okay, honestly.
Ooh, he'd be one of those Robin children from...
how dope would that be if they go to another universe and Batman's dead, But Robin's there and he's hella old, uh-huh. and he like gives them some piece of information or some clue. He gives them like shark repellent, you know, like, and he's just like, good luck. And then that's it. It's just like a single scene. I think that'd be very,
that would be
cool.
really cool if they did that. It's the 66 universe.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Anyone, it's all really brightly colored.
Anyone else who's alive
Why
and could roll through.
Writing this movie.
That would be, that'd be amazing.
Well, hopefully they come to us for some information.
There's one brief fight scene where he hits a guy with his cane and you see pow yeah. only when he does it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Genius. I love it. All right. Well, hopefully they come to us, get some advice.
You know, he went to high school with my dad.
No, I
did. They like
not.
Knew each
Burt
other.
Ward?
Burt Ward. Huh. His real name, Burton Gervis, spelled like Gervais, but right. he pronounced it Gervis. Uh-huh. They were on the chess club together.
Of course they were.
It's true. My dad brings it up all the time.
every chance.
He also went to high school with Richard Dreyfuss. And he went to Beverly Hills High. Richard Dreyfuss uh-huh. and Albert Brooks.
Oh, that's
but he didn't know them, so.
Oh, okay.
yeah.
awesome. And on that note.
on that note, going out with a shout out to my dad, Phil Rubin, and the people he went to high school with.
Yay.
when we watched Jaws, he's like, is that Ricky?
Did he really say
yeah.
that? Does he say it every time?
Is that Ricky Dreyfuss?
Every time you watch it, does he say
anything with Richard Dreyfuss?
Oh
yeah.
my god! Yeah. my dad just knew the guy with the hook from Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, that's cool.
He died recently.
Bummer.
Yeah.
This is 100% true. I'll go out on this, an Albert okay. Brooks story. So in L.A. when my dad was growing up, there's a curfew, mm-hmm. and one time Albert Brooks was just wandering around. And after curfew, and a cop comes up to him, this is, fuck the police, defund the police, defund this cop in particular. He goes up and he says, what are you doing? And Albert Brooks is like, no, I'm just wandering. And he's like, I have to know your name. And Albert Brooks said what was his real name at the time, Albert Einstein.
No.
That's
his real name?
That's his birth name. That's,
and the cop was like, fuck you, no, it's not.
yep.
Did he arrest him?
I think he had to look, I think he like called his mom and his mom's like, yeah, Albert Einstein.
that's awesome.
It ended fine. And now he's Finding Nemo. He's not Marlin.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening.
We'll be back in, not next week, but the week after.
Yeah. We'll do this as bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly is what we can handle.
Oh, can
right
I plug
now.
My new podcast?
Oh yeah. Plug your podcast.
It's also available on Art19. It's me and my wife, Annie, and it's called Boo to a Goose. They're very short. They're like 15 minutes long, and it's us talking about the meanings and expressions and origins behind British slang. Like someone saying boo to a goose or...
What does that mean?
You have to listen to the first episode.
Oh, yeah, listen to the podcast. Never mind. Sorry.
we talk about the origin of Bob's your uncle, which is a very common British expression. Mm-hmm. And, check it out. It's on. Just search for Boo to a Goose wherever you get your podcast. We're on Art19. We're on Stitcher. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. Yeah.
Yeah, wherever you get your podcasts.
Exactly.
Cool. I'm not doing anything. Oh, I was on some other podcasts.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Nerd Rage.
Oh, sure. I just got a message from Dave, so we'll see.
Yay!
or he posted something in the Nerd Rage group, so we'll
see. Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So you can find me on those Nerd Rage shows.
Yeah, I'm on a new one, too.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then that's it. You can come to the store.
Please come to the store. We're open, so you can come in.
Yeah.
Wear a mask, sanitize your hands. Mm-hmm. We have gloves if you want to go upstairs.
Yes. Yeah. You can also buy beer at ghosttownbrewing.com or ghosttownordering.com.
And also shop at Dark Carnival for science fiction fantasy books.
Do that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. I'm Jacob Rubin.
I'm Jessica Balboni.
Bye.
Escape to the...
we never figured this out.
one day we'll figure it out.
Bye.
Bye.